This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This might be as good a time as any for investors on Wall Street to go, whew. The Dow Jones Industrials closed Friday with another three-digit loss, down 700 points for the week, and ended the week just shy of 8,700. Now, so far, a speech from President Bush calling for stiffer penalties for corporate fraud, congressional investigations into accounting practices, and new proposed legislation have all failed to bolster consumer confidence. Joining us now to take a look at what's happened to Wall Street this week is our friend from down that way, Joe Nocera, executive editor of Fortune Magazine, who joins us from our bureau in New York. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
And professional investors just waiting for more shoes to drop on their heads?
I think they are, actually. I think everyone expects that there will be more shoes at this point. I mean, it was a brutal week. Monday, the WorldCom executives took the fifth before Congress. Tuesday, the president made a speech that his staff had more or less said this will be his way of embracing the issue and taking charge, and it was a giant dud. Wednesday, the Senate passed by a vote of 97-0 a series of proposals that are much tougher than anything the president put on the table. Thursday, John McCain offered a series of proposals that are even tougher than most of the Senate proposals. And, you know, in the midst of all of this, the only thing the market did was go down.
Is it mostly apprehension about what might happen in the future, or does this period disclose that there's some softness in the market that scandals have helped uncover?
I think there are a couple of things going on. First of all, there is an enormous lack of investor confidence, and there's a crisis in investor confidence, which Washington is trying to do something about, but so far pretty ineptly. And on some of the main issues, which we'll get to in a minute, they're really not doing enough. The second thing that's going on, though, Scott, is the market's still priced too high. I mean, that's the bottom line. And one of the things that's going on now is the marketplace is reevaluating what stocks are worth and how stocks should be valued. And there were a couple of really interesting examples this week. Mm-hmm. Of stocks that 2 years ago, had they done the exact same thing, they would have skyrocketed, and instead they got hammered.
What are those examples?
Well, one is Yahoo, mm-hmm. which on Thursday announced a profit. Don't forget, it's a dot-com, so that's a good thing. It actually succeeded in this profit despite a huge slump in the advertising market, which means they're doing something right over there. And what happened was, about 10 minutes after they announced their numbers, a Merrill Lynch analyst downgraded the stock and said it was too pricey. And by the way, its P.E. is 67, so it is too pricey.
Good news harmed them, in a sense.
In a sense, that's right. And so the second thing was even more eye-popping, which is that on Friday, mm-hmm. General Electric announced its numbers, second quarter numbers. They were, as always, good. GE beat its number by a penny or two, which it has done historically and which historically has been seen as a good thing. Oh, great. GE beats its numbers by a penny. That's what they always do. Now, if you beat your number by a penny consistently and you're a big, unwieldy, messy conglomerate by General Electric, people are suspicious. They say, oh, they must mm-hmm. be playing games with their numbers if they can do that quarter after quarter after quarter. So instead of the stock getting a big lift from it, it just stayed flat and didn't do much at all. And GE stock, by the way, is down about, I think, 50% in the last 4 or 5 months since these scandals unfolded.
Was it naive to think that a presidential vow to increase criminal penalties, a congressional vow to redraw the laws to make accounting fraud more difficult and certainly more perilous was going to be enough, or is there a necessary process of loss that has to go on?
There is a necessary process of loss. That there's no question about that. But there's a division between the investing public, which really wants kind of tough talk, not just tough talk, but tough action, and the CEO community, which really doesn't want a whole lot done at all. And the investing community in general is disappointed with what Washington is doing. So, yes, it looks like there'll be accounting reforms, and that's definitely a good thing. And, yes, it looks like there's going to be more people for the SEC, and that is also definitely a good thing and a necessary thing. But on the issue of stock options, which is a huge systemic problem in corporate America, and in my opinion, and the opinion of many investors, has had a lot to do with creating the fraud in the first place, mm-hmm. you know, nobody's willing to do anything. Mm-hmm. So corporate executives are still going to get hundreds and millions of dollars worth of stock options, and that needs to be brought under control. And I think that's a big problem that Washington is refusing to face.
Who's making money on Wall Street now?
That's a great question. Short sellers mainly. Mm-hmm. Short sellers make money by betting that a stock will go down rather than go up. And several of the smarter short sellers fingered Enron early on. Some of them have fingered WorldCom and the telecom industry early on. And, that's where the money's being made, sad to say.
Joe Nocera, executive editor of Fortune Magazine, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot, Scott.